This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's hump day. Something to look forward to tomorrow, 7 o'clock tomorrow night on Alt 105. Vinny starts his side piece. It's an hour of Vinny every Thursday night on Alt 105.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Locally owned branches, locally grown experts, and offer local loans so your money starts and stays in the community. Learn more at FremontBank.com. So that little radio show I'm doing on Alt 105 is just my side piece. In fact, that's why it's named Side Piece. Mm. I'm staying here and doing that once a week. So just to be clear, a lot of people wrote in and said, hey,
what?
It's just, you know, just another little thing. It's a little music show. I started doing radio, doing music shows. So it comes natural. It's a good fit. I like it. All right. So here's what's happening. We'll begin with, there's an election coming up in November.
Oh, huh.
Now you see everyone falling in line behind Biden, and former President Obama has now officially endorsed Biden for president in a video message. So it looks like everybody is getting in line, and hopefully we see some organized effort here to put a good run in together. Whether or not you're for Biden, it's still important that we have an option, another choice from the one.
The one. Yeah, it's just a crazy year. And of course this happens on an election year. You know, this is just really throwing a wrench in the normal game plan.
Well, the trip is, and I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm always wrong. But we now know this COVID-19 is an issue. And we now know that voting's going to be difficult come November.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd like to think the people in charge of putting together the voting processes are already on it and coming up with great ways to make sure everyone is organized and taken care of.
I like to think that too, Vin.
We all can get our vote in. It's our American duty.
Right.
And so I'm sure it'll go smoothly because there's plenty of time between now and November, right? Someone's
sure
on that.
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you
agree. What could go wrong?
Well, I mean, what could go wrong is everyone thinks the other guy's going to get that done. Yeah. And then when they all get into a meeting, say, I don't know, in
October,
and they go, hey, so you guys got the what?
Oh, you did?
No, you thought I was going to wait.
But I wasn't.
How are we?
Okay. I know.
Let's Matt scramble.
Sounds
like a
plan.
And have everything end up in court. Super.
Oh, my God. I love court. It's just so exciting not knowing what's happening.
In the newspaper this morning, you'll see that 8,250 San Francisco hotel rooms have been secured for homeless and others to stay at during the shelter in place orders.
That's good news.
It is good news. It's a trip. They say they're not giving free rooms to everybody. There's a system set up. You have to be in the
program,
the shelter system, in order to get a room, or you have to be a certain age, over 60, for example, or have an underlying health condition. So, is that me?
I don't know.
Hold on. Why am I getting news?
Nicole, could that be the TV?
Nicole's mic is off, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm off.
Okay. Hold on.
Somebody's got it. That's fun. That's I mean, it's just, you know, it's how exciting. Boy, it's like it's a bump in the road. This is so exciting. Oh, he just closed his laptop. Do you not need the laptop for your news?
I do.
You can just mute it.
You know, there's a mute button. Yeah, there's a mute button on there, Vin.
I know, but when I started hearing the ad start or whatever that was, I was like, that's not me. That can't be me. I haven't done anything. All right, let me mute them. That's terrible. God.
Are you kidding me? That's the most exciting thing that's happened to me in over a week.
Holy moly, that was awful. Oh, okay, I'm sorry. By the way, so I'm jumping around a little bit, but this is important. I should repeat it. Governor Newsom spoke yesterday. There's six sort of criteria that he has set up that will allow us to get back to some sort of normal. But he also said mass gatherings are not in the cards, even when the lockdown is lifted.
Right.
He's not giving us any specifics, but I'm feeling like the concert season, it feels canceled through the end of the year at least, right?
Yeah, it's feeling that way for sure. Feels like everything's canceled. Everything.
Right. So anyway, that's the latest there. I looked up because I know a lot of people are waiting for their stimulus, for their money.
Yes.
It looks like your money could show up as soon as today. 80 million people are going to receive their stimulus money by today.
Oh, wow.
And if you want to check on your payment, you can go to irs.gov/EIP. Apparently, that's the site they've set up in order for you to track the money that will be sent to you.
You can probably find out how much you're getting and when it's due to arrive.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of people who have been checking their bank balance and then refreshing and refreshing and refreshing and refresh. All right, I'll log out and then I'll log back in. Maybe that's why the money's not there yet. Anyway, if you want to know where your money's at, according to this, you can find out at irs.gov/EIP. And 80 million people will get their stimulus today.
All right. It's a lot of people.
And since what we try to do usually is save up money so that we can give it to Apple... It looks like Apple, I think, is announcing the new iPhone today. This is the SE or the 9. They say it'll be available. They'll announce it today, and it'll be available next week. This is the low-cost iPhone. So if you're in need of a new phone and you get that stimulus money, give it to where it belongs.
Where it's going to wind up anyway.
Cupertino needs your money.
Duh.
Duh. Duh. I mean, don't they?
Seems like it. I mean, I keep sending them money.
An Indiana man. Oh, sorry. This is about the stimulus, too. An Indiana man was waiting for his stimulus payment and weirdly ended up with $8.2 million in his account.
Oh. And then he hopped on a plane and got out of the country, right?
No. Charles Calvin is a volunteer firefighter in New Chicago, Indiana. And he went to the ATM at the Family Express, and he says, once I withdrew $200 out of my account, I looked at the available balance still left in my account. He said I had $8.2 million in there.
Oh, boy.
His stimulus, he says, was only supposed to be $1,700, so something went right.
Yeah, like really right.
Yeah, really, really, really right. He ran his card again to see what was going on and saw the same thing.
Oh, boy.
So now he was left wondering what he should do.
Well, transfer to an offshore account, obviously.
Nah, he didn't do that. He says it sucks, though. I went from being a millionaire one second back to being broke again.
So he told somebody? He went in the bank and went, hey, man, this doesn't seem right. Yeah, mm-hmm. What a good guy.
Yeah, that's.
I would have at least gone home and slept on it. Like, eh, maybe I just pretend I haven't gone to the bank in a while. I didn't notice that.
So that's, he says, it's tough going from being a millionaire to broke again. Well, is it though?
Well, not when it happens that fast. It's easier. It's when you've gotten to spend that money for a year. That's when it's hard. Sure. You get used to living at that level.
I haven't had to date during the lockdown. You know, I'm a married guy.
Oh, right.
But for many of you, you're dealing with all kinds of new problems. I don't know. I mean, I know people want to hang out and date, but you can go a couple months, can't you?
It's hard for people, you know.
No, it's hard for everybody. I'm horny. I like to date and bone and all the stuff.
Yeah.
But I went plenty of time in between nooks.
But some people were just getting all warmed up for the summer. They're like, well, it's January. That's it. I'm putting this body back in shape. I work out. Girl, look at that body. And now no girls are looking at that body because nobody can date anybody. It's sad. I think it's too bad.
You'll be okay.
Well, I'm not worried about me.
Everybody.
Oh, all right.
But apparently the new dating term that's going around is getting zumped. That's being dumped over Zoom.
Oh. Oh. Hmm.
So, I don't know. What do you expect someone to do? Stay with you and keep making that regular daily check-in call from wherever they're hiding in place?
Well, at least you might get some phone sex, so, you know. Something.
I feel like I'd rather be dumped than strung along, wouldn't you?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, zump me.
No matter how painful it is, just let's pull the Band-Aid off here.
Right.
It's nice that people are just not ghosting. It's like, well, I know you didn't go anywhere, and you're not busy because you're at your house. So your phone died?
Here's more life problems brought on by technology. Not only could you be zumped sometime soon, but there's doom scrolling. What is doom scrolling?
Yeah, what is that?
They say that is sitting on your phone and reading depressing news for hours and hours.
Don't
doom
do that.
Scrolling.
Go to jump over to TikTok and know that it's better just to be inside.
There is nothing mentally healthy about reading the depressing pandemic news all damn day long.
No.
But
terrible.
Some people are as addicted to it as they were during the election 4 years ago when, you know, there's all this going on and some people cannot pull off. And you can see their posts in the middle of the night as they're working themselves into a lather about this stuff that's going on around them.
It is. It's out of control. So, yeah, I mean, don't. It's like now that that's dried up, you're going to just like move over to the virus. Like, don't do it. Stop doing it.
New survey asks people what they're doing to stay mentally healthy right now. And here are some of the answers. These are some suggestions for you to pull off the doom scrolling.
Okay.
Check in with family. Call them. FaceTime them. Do whatever. But don't get on your phone and start looking at the negative news. Try exercising more. Get out and go for a walk.
Yeah, that is actually helpful. And even a drive, that drive the other day was just, you know, lovely, head clearing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
we've
had a really good, we've done really well despite the circumstances. We've done pretty well as a family and as a couple here at my house. But there's certainly times when it's like, I'm going to go upstairs.
Yeah, I just need to. Can I please leave?
You know,
can I have a hall pass?
If you're trying to run a life, you're bound to find things that you don't agree on.
Yeah.
You may need to go to separate corners of the house once in a while, but so far we've been doing pretty good. They say limit news consumption if you're trying to stay mentally healthy right now. Make plans for once the pandemic is over. That's a little hard because there's no hard end date.
Right.
But this one's pretty good. I like this last one. Do something nice for another person. Being in service of another person will absolutely pull you out of whatever funk you're in. You think like, Oh, that, how's that going to, you put a smile on someone's face or do something nice for someone and you will find yourself, your own spirits lifted by it.
I 100% agree with that. And there's not a lot you can do right now where you're in isolation, but you know, people are doing things like leaving notes saying, here's what I have it at my house if anybody needs it. Or, you know, I make those masks. It feels great when I can help out a friend by handing them a pack of masks. And then I see them in their social media posts wearing them. I'm like, oh, this is adorable.
It is neat. Yeah,
it is. It's great. And it's just, you know, little things that we can do. Check in on an elderly neighbor, you know, through a window, I guess. It feels good. And it feels like you're sort of part of the solution as opposed to just sort of languishing in the problem.
Right. So there's a couple suggestions for you to help you pull off the doom scrolling. I think the best one there is be in service of other people. You'll find yourself doing better immediately. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Speaking of stimulus checks, I got a notification from my bank that mine has been deposited. Woo woo. Now I get to pay my rent next month.
Okay. I thought you were saying that you got one. I was like, oh, Benny.
No. These are texts. 800-400-3697. Sorry if I didn't.
No, you did. You did. When you said it, sounded like a statement you were making.
I've been single for years and it sucks. Now it sucks a million times more, says 707. Sorry.
Loneliness is real, man.
Yep. Anyone else get a little less than half their stimulus check deducted from the IRS?
Oh, they're taking taxes out of that thing?
They take taxes out of it?
Huh. Well, it counts as income,
what
I guess.
What the hell?
I don't know, man. Less than half, though. Jesus,
that
how
makes
much are they
no
taking?
Sense. Just check the IRS site. It says I'm getting a payment today. No mention of amount. Didn't think I was even eligible.
Oh, goodness.
Hey, morning peeps. We got our stimulus in our account today.
Woo!
Another one, 925. Got my check today.
Well, I hope it helps these people.
I checked. Hey, guys, I checked my bank. I got mine.
All
1,200
right.
Smackers. Yay.
Woo.
Yeah, that was a really good. This reporter's proud of himself. That was a good find. The whole stimulus checks and then that site you can go to if you want to check where yours is at. IRS.gov/EIP. Oh man, there's just a string of people who are saying they got their stimulus today. I got mine deposited
fantastic.
Last night. I got mine Monday. I got my check today. Many family members did too. That's great news. So happy to report that.
Well, every little bit helps right now. People are struggling.
My kids, 7 and 10, will have to flush the toilet every time for 5 days in a row to get Trolls 2 rental. So far, it's working.
Oh. Amen.
The things we need in our lives right now in order to get through this stuff. Stuck in the house with people who leave their poop in the toilet.
Right. Can you please? And turn the goddamn light off. Is it so hard? Like,
dude.
I don't understand.
This is a personal thing. I didn't bother anybody with it, but I was walking through the house, and maybe I've even mentioned it to you, but at the time, I'm walking through the house, turning lights off, and I'm thinking, oh, God, it's so cliche to be walking into my kid's room and turning a light off and thinking, I can hear my mom yelling at me, what do you think? This stuff's free?
But it's true, and then it turns out you actually will care about it when you grow up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we need to conserve energy. We need to conserve water. That we, you know, you need to have that mind. And the thing that pisses me off about this is they're like little recycling Nazis. You know, like they've clearly been fed this at school and
sure,
you know, everything's got to be recycled. Oh my God, Mom, I can't believe you put that. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe you leave the fan and the light on in the bathroom 24/7. Like, let's oh my God each other to death, shall we? Turns out I'm my mom.
Hey, this reporter has made a big mistake. I meant to mention this and just completely slipped my mind. It was announced last night or yesterday that they've canceled the 50th anniversary of SF's Pride Parade.
Oh,
so
God.
I didn't know it was the 50th anniversary, but I did know that the Pride Parade was canceled for this year. So there's another big event that people look forward to every year. And just like many others, not happening.
Sayonara. That sucks.
Yep. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I'm going to start with the 40 most played songs of the 2010s. Remember the 2010s? The good old days?
Yeah.
As soon as we hit 2020, everything went to the pooper. Well, we're going to hear the great songs from the last decade after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.